NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast, Tuesday morning, March 3rd, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, Birch Tech completes uplisting following patent victory and expanded water business. Birch Tech Corporation completes uplisting to the NYSE American Exchange after a successful patent victory and expansion of its water business. The company announced a public offering of 6.25 million shares of common stock, valued at about $15 million. Birch Tech's recent achievements include a $78 million settlement from a patent lawsuit and significant progress in its air and water treatment solutions.
Renewal Fuels Inc., operating as American Fusion, highlights strategic imperative for domestic fusion energy as escalating U.S.-Iran conflict raises energy security risks. Renewal Fuels Inc., operating as American Fusion, emphasizes the critical need for domestic fusion energy amidst escalating U.S.-Iran conflict, highlighting energy security risks. Recent military tensions in the Middle East underscore the vulnerability of global energy systems dependent on fossil fuels. American Fusion continues to advance its Texatron platform, aiming to provide clean, domestically sourced baseload power in a strategic response to geopolitical uncertainties.
Huckleberry Farms introduces espresso honey for coffee lovers. Huckleberry Farms introduces espresso honey, a fusion of authentic espresso and wildflower honey, catering to coffee enthusiasts seeking natural sweeteners. Crafted with care and dedication to sustainability, this gourmet honey not only enhances the coffee experience, but also supports pollinator health. Founder James Douglas expresses excitement for a product that aligns with the farm's values and customers' desires for quality and transparency. Learn more at HuckleberryFarms.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.